Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week where I introduce this week's special guest. Now, I'm super excited to take it back a little bit of why I created this piece, this feature. I love to talk about relatable things, things that people might take from me and use in their own lives. And last week, I did a piece in the Limerick Leader around my journey with PMDD. And I was absolutely blown away by the amount of feedback I got from people that didn't ever hear of it and people that feel like they are going through it and don't know what to do with it. So I was so excited this morning to do a little piece on PMDD as it is PMDD Awareness Month. And I am super excited to be joined on the line with influencer Alicia Blake. Alicia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. Honestly, this is amazing. I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, look, I absolutely adore your TikTok. I have looked through it and I feel like you are so raw, honest and open over on it. And it's educating so many people on what PMDD actually is.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I literally only started talking about PMDD on my TikTok in November. And when I say it to people, they're like, what? Like, yeah, because it literally feels like I've done it a lifetime. But I was actually only diagnosed last year. I had no idea what it was. And then, November, I decided to share my journey and I just kind of put it out there. And it was literally a video of me crying. Like, I literally pronounced PMDD wrong in the video. Like, and I think that's why people were like, she knows what she's talking about, but like, she's all over the place. Like, and I feel like that's why I've been able to build like a community, because I'm like, I'm not an expert, but I've managed to, you know, really minimize my symptoms. I feel like I've helped so many other people through, you know, just sharing my journey and my videos. And I never thought that would be I didn't think anyone would care, but it's crazy how far it's come in such a short amount of time.
I think it's went that way though because of the lack of knowledge around PMDD. I was really taken back over the past couple of days of how many women have reached out to me and, you know, didn't hear of it before and also felt like they related to my story and what I went through. And I feel like we are both on opposite ends of PMDD, you being diagnosed last year and learning all about it and how to cope with it. And of course, I am on the other end of it, in the severe end of having a full hysterectomy and oophorectomy at 32 to absolutely stop what I was going through. So we'll kick it off today by asking you, Alicia, what is PMDD?
So PMDD is premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And a lot of my friends that have PMDD, we all describe it as like PMS on speed. It's basically like the most severe version of PMS. It kicks in the 2 weeks before your period when you're in your luteal phase. And honestly, it comes with the most dreadful, dreadful severe symptoms. We've got intrusive thoughts. You've got body aches. You can't sleep. Some people get vertigo. It's like severe depression. And it's bizarre because you have it for 2 weeks and then literally as soon as you bleed, it just disappears. It drops. And that's what's crazy. I think so many people that have periods think, oh, like this is completely normal. Like I'll just, you know, it's fine. That's just PMS. But actually, the thoughts and everything can get so severe and it can actually be so debilitating that you can't, you feel like you literally don't want to be here anymore.
And that is exactly it. And something I think that shocked people for me to open up so openly about was I got to that point where I could not, you know, go on with it. You know, people look at it as, look, it's PMS. And, you know, people then feel a little bit shamed that, okay, I'm not stronger than other women that are dealing with this, okay. But it's not that case. It's a case of where it completely takes over your mind to the point where you actually can't cope anymore with its symptoms.
You feel like each month you're like, I feel like I can live with this, but you, when you get around to it, you actually cannot. It gets to the point where you're like, I don't know how much longer this can go on.
For sure.
And I'm sure you were there as well, I'm sure. Like, and the fact, like, it's so incredible that you've opened up that, like, I opened up this conversation because so many people are like living in silence and suffering and have no idea even what it is. So opening up on this platform is incredible, and I wish I'd had that when I was in the depths of my PMDD. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. And I'm honestly probably the most confident in doing this interview this morning because of the shock of the amount of people that got in touch to say they just couldn't believe that this wasn't out, you know, across Ireland as much as it should be. Some of the symptoms are debilitating. And as you said, you have found some ways to minimize those symptoms. Do you want to share some of those ways with us?
Yes. So when I first got diagnosed, I got offered the pill and antidepressants. And this was like literally after a 2-minute conversation, like there'd been no like screaming or any kind of, there was just nothing. And I kind of felt, I didn't feel comfortable at that point to just like jump to those options. I'd be totally open to them, but I just kind of felt like, surely we can try something natural first. But obviously like GPs don't tend to recommend that sort of thing. So I went away and I felt so isolated and just like despairing. I had no idea. I put something on my Instagram story. One person replied out of like thousands of people. Like I was just like, what do I do? So I actually went on Holland and Barrett and I saw that they did like a consultation online. And within 2 minutes, I was having a conversation with a woman. And honestly, I just tracked her down. And I might be meeting her again in a few weeks to thank her because this woman saved my life. She basically put me onto a load of supplements and she was like, take these for a few months, come back to me if they don't work. So I started on magnesium glycinate. I actually started on magnesium citrate, but magnesium glycinate, any of the magnesiums, mainly magnesium glycinate, I think has been a game changer for me. It's also amazing for like heavy and painful periods. I know people that take it for that and honestly have changed their life. A lot of us have magnesium deficiencies, but for some reason, as soon as I took magnesium, high vitamin D, B6, obviously, again, I'm not a doctor, so do check before you take any of these things, but, you know, it's okay for your body and you're taking the right dose. But yeah, magnesium glycinate, vitamin B6, vitamin D, and at the time I took ashwagandha as well, which again is something that you need to check before you take. And yeah, over the months, I've managed to kind of cut down and just keep the ones that I think are really helpful. So now I just take magnesium glycinate, B6, vitamin D, and I actually take something called 5-HTP, which is a natural serotonin booster. But I take it 2 weeks before my period. And you can't take this with antidepressants. So if you're on antidepressants, you cannot take it because it causes serotonin syndrome. But yeah, these supplements genuinely changed my life. I started being able to like live for 2 weeks before my period. I went on holiday last year before my period, which is just like something I never could have done ever. I have had to plan my life for years around my period because I knew I'd be so depressed and just not a nice person. And something that I bang on about all the time, and many people that have PMDD, and to be honest, most people that don't have PMDD, we all have really dysregulated nervous systems. We're living in a world of fight or flight. We're always stressed. There's so much going on. And regulating your nervous system, I have lots of exercises on my TikTok, but regulating your nervous system is an absolute game changer, like getting your stress levels down and doing certain little exercises in the morning, like tapping or even grounding yourself in the garden, like walking barefoot or just like listening to birds, like really simple things, having a bath or doing certain meditations. I genuinely think that combined with supplements has honestly changed my life in not just for my PMDD, but the way I am. It's improved my relationships, my work, everything, my productivity. But yeah, I literally preach it. Supplements and nervous system regulation, I believe, before you try out the pill and antidepressants, is so worth trying. They're both so worth trying.
I love that because I had none of that information when I was going through this. I was diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome in my teenage years, and then that went on to endometriosis, and then it went on to, of course, the diagnosis with PMDD when it was at its worst. And like that, I was being treated for different things that I didn't actually have. And the shocking thing is there is so many women going through the same thing as myself and yourself and so many other women in the world right now. And you know, some women don't find out until it's too late, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And they do tell you to, you know, exercise, you know, eat the correct foods, take the supplements. But unfortunately, in my case, you know, it had became a thing where PMS is normally where you get those symptoms a week before your period. It is cramps, it is low mood, you want some chocolate. This is, as you just said, 2 weeks before your period. And how you know is when I started tracking, I started noticing, okay, but my mood isn't low all the time. I had a week of a break. And then it got to the stage, Alicia, where it was 3 weeks. I would have 1 week in the month of a break.
Oh, wow.
And that's when it got to its most severest.
Do you know what? I actually saw on my period app, I use an app called Stardust. I love it so much because it's very spiritual and it gives you a good forecast every day of where your hormones are at. And it said the other day, you're in your follicular phase, which is a good phase of your cycle. And it said some people's follicular phase is 3 days, some people's is 28 days. And I thought, oh, can you imagine not having a luteal phase at all and just having bliss? But honestly, the difference, it's scary. Like, I've just come off my period now, so I'm in my follicular phase and I'm feeling great. I've just been to the gym, I've been productive, but I know within 10 days, even though I've minimized my PMDD symptoms, I know within 10 days, I will start to feel a bit more dreary, kind of second guessing myself, a bit like less energy. I won't want to exercise as much. I'll be less productive. And it's just that dip in hormones. It's so dramatic.
Yeah, it's crazy. And me being on the other end of it, I remember getting to a stage where I was doing everything right, from exercising. I had completed my first marathon. I was eating the right foods, everything. And then what happens when, you know, and I remember saying this to a gynecologist, what happens when there is nothing, there are no tools left in the toolbox to pull yourself out of what your mind is making you feel? And I actually remember, God, I can't think of her second name, but she was in Geordie Shore,
Vicky Patterson.
Yes, that's her.
Yeah.
She was in an interview before and she said it is so crippling because she was doing everything right and yet she just felt in despair. She felt like hopelessness. And they were really words that hit hard with me because that's what I felt. And, you know, it's crazy to think that, you know, this isn't out there as much as it should be. And of course, Alicia, the exact cause of PMDD is not fully understood, but it is believed to involve a combination of biological, genetic and environmental factors. Hormone fluctuations, particularly changes in serotonin levels, are thought to play a significant role in the development of PMDD. So it's crazy that the exact cause of PMDD isn't yet fully understood.
No, and I mean, now, so my mum's, she's just turned 68 and obviously hasn't had a period for many years, but she's, ever since I've been diagnosed, she's like, oh my God, I think I had that my whole life, like the whole time I had a period. And she's like, how did I, you know, it's just for years, she just kind of dealt with it. And that's so scary that, you know, people have been living with this for years. And if it is hereditary, you know, how far back does it go? And it's just crazy. And I do genuinely believe there is a very large connection with early onset trauma or, you know, any kinds of trauma with PMDD as well. A lot of people, some people who follow me mentioned, you know, they didn't have it and then they had a really dramatic childbirth. And then after that point, they suddenly developed PMDD. So I do genuinely believe it can come with very, very high cortisol levels and a very big, you know, shock to the system. And sadly, I think, after that, if we don't, if there's no aftercare for the trauma, I think it can, you know, manifest into things like PMDD, which is really sad as well, that there's no support for people, you know, when they're going through that.
I honestly couldn't agree with you more, because PMDD is diagnosed based on the presence of specific symptoms and their severity, as outlined in the diagnostic manual of mental disorders. Healthcare professionals may also use symptom tracking over several menstrual cycles to confirm the diagnosis. And this is something I've been telling people in the past few days that have been coming to me and absolutely blown away that you know, they're finding those relatable pieces. They've asked, like, how do you get the diagnosis? How do you find the doctor that will listen? And I just kept giving the advice. I remember towards the end when I started diarying and writing dates of when my moods dipped, because I noticed it wasn't all the time. I did that and I brought that to the doctor. Now, luckily, you know, I got an amazing gynecologist here in Limerick, and she understood PMDD. She's studied it. She knows it. And, you know, the tracking is key, isn't it, to getting that diagnosis?
Absolutely. I mean, I always say I was very privileged and very lucky that I didn't even need to write a diary. I didn't even need to go in with anything. It was just like sort of what I said. My GP she believed me in a second. There was no like questioning or gaslighting. However, obviously from having my page, I mean, the things I've heard, and you know, doctors are amazing. They are under an immense amount of pressure, and they're significantly underfunded, and women's health is underfunded. We all know that. But the amount of gaslighting that goes on when it comes to things like PMDD, endometriosis, PCOS, all of these things, is quite horrendous. And I've literally said to people have told me that they've gone and shown like the video of me, the first one I ever like put on of me, like showing what it was like in a really bad episode. They've shown it to the doctor and been like, that's me. And the doctor's been like, okay, you've got PMDD. I mean, I'm like, just do anything, write a diary. You know, even film, if you don't like writing down, film yourself, do a little vlog of when you're going through that worst like stage, just to make them believe you. You shouldn't have to do that. But unfortunately, we do still live in a world where medical gaslighting does happen. But yeah, honestly, like, it's so great to find, you know, the GPs and doctors and gynecologists, you know, like you found, and I luckily was in touch with as well. But there is a lot of, yeah, gaslighting and stuff that does still go on, and you just have to persist and try and find a different GP in the practice or something. There will be someone eventually that will listen.
For sure. And I love there, along with the diary, and you could do the videos, because we live in 2024 where everything, you know, we vlog it, we take videos. And I love that, because I remember being in such despair that even I remember pulling the camera up one time and I couldn't look at myself, because I felt dramatic. There's the word I'm looking for. I felt dramatic. Yeah. It was, if you could picture losing someone and that type of grief and crying, that's the type of despair I was at.
You know what? That's literally what someone has written to me before and said, PMDD is like grieving someone that hasn't actually gone. It's so deep. It's not just like, oh, I'm being silly and I'm upset. It is gut-wrenchingly, like, you, it's so deep.
Yeah, it's debilitating. It stops you from being yourself. You know, it stops you from showing up for your friends, for work. It cripples you.
And actually, I would say on that, obviously, you know, it's finding the energy. And there were days where I couldn't actually get out of bed. And that's why a lot of the nervous system stuff that I've done is very, you know, still. So you don't have to leave the room. You don't need to do anything. You can do it from your bed. But I would say, if you have a partner or a parent or someone that lives with you, if they can maybe support you and write down, you know, this day she was feeling like this. I could tell she was this way. This day she was feeling like that. She was feeling this way. You know, that could also be really helpful. So it takes the load off you, or maybe a voice memo. If you don't want to look in the camera, you can just, you know, record, it's Monday, I feel horrific, you know?
Yeah.
Or your partner can take on a little bit of the weight, and just they can write down a little diary of what they're acknowluteing during your luteal phase when your symptoms are at their worst.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's an amazing shout, because, you know, your family, your friends, your partner, whatever it may be, they are the ones living with you. And if, to be honest, living with this condition as well, because they are getting the best version of you and they're getting the worst version of you as well, you know?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, everyone around you, anyone that has PMDD, can see the switch. It's crazy. It's honestly crazy. No one will understand until they've been with someone or know someone that has PMDD. It's the switch. It's like it's overnight. It's crazy.
It is for sure. Well, as I said, I was at the very severe end of it. I'm a little bit older, and you know, I had two kids. I did get the full hysterectomy and oophorectomy. I made that hard decision at 32. Now, girl, we could go into the menopause chat, but I think that will be a whole different section. But look, luckily after I had my surgery, I went into the menopause and started living with that. But my life has changed immensely, you know, even around my weight, my fitness. And I really look back now and I'm like, okay, so back then I thought I just wasn't as strong as other people, or I couldn't keep up with the workout regime, and, you know, I couldn't eat right. But in actual fact, you know, I was being disabled, if you want to say, like, for a period of the month where I could not do anything. And it just, you know, it's a spiral, isn't it? It just continues to take you down bit by bit.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it just, as I said, you won't know until you've been there, but you might as well be frozen for 2 weeks of the month. Your whole life stops for it. Everything stops. You can't plan anything. You can't, you know, maybe get into work. Some people can't exercise. And actually, I don't know about Ireland, but in England now, it's actually a registered disability.
Wow.
I think 2022, obviously so many people actually cannot get out of bed. And that, you know, that speaks volumes for the government to actually recognise that, because we all know how long it takes for these things to be recognised.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And I'm hoping to bring and shed some light over here in Ireland on PMDD. Alicia, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and, you know, being so honest and open and making it so easy for me to be honest and open. Before we head off, if our listeners wanted to follow your journey, get some tips, you are after blowing up over on TikTok. Where can people find you across social media?
So you can find me on TikTok. Just type in Alicia, that's Ellisha, the PMDD girly. And on Instagram, it's @Alicia. And my name is Alicia Blake. So if you need to find me, message me. I offer one-to-ones where we can chat and talk through kind of how you're feeling and where to go through from there, just as like an extra support. But yeah, never be afraid to reach out. I try and get back to as many people as I can, because I know there is such a lack of support. So yeah, and if you are struggling with PMDD, I'm sending you so much love, and it will and it can get better.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Alicia, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on Spin Now.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.